Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, and I would like to read with you verses 8 through 13. Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 13, where the Word of God says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." That's Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. And I would encourage you to take some time to study that passage of Scripture, because it teaches us concerning the all-sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ as it relates to our salvation in him. But allow me, if I may, just to draw your attention to verse 10, where it says, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." Now, beloved, that's something for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ to rejoice over. The fact that through faith in Jesus Christ, we are complete in him. What does that mean? Well, number one, it means that our eternal salvation is complete. Once we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, there's nothing we need to do to add to that salvation. When we call upon the name of the Lord, we are saved forever. We have the forgiveness of sins, and we are washed in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we belong to the Lord forever in that eternal salvation that's complete. Secondly, this indicates that our eternal security is complete. In other words, there is no loss of our salvation. And I know there are many people who believe that one can be saved and then lose their salvation, but the Bible teaches us that we are eternally secure in Christ, and that nothing will ever pluck us out of our Father's hand. That, of course, we find in John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. Now, certainly, eternal security does not give us the right or the freedom to sin, as some people say. The fact that we have eternal security should be the motivation that we need to live for the Lord. But we are complete in him. And then thirdly, our eternal state is complete in him. You see, there's no question about it, but that those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ will go to be with the Lord when this life is over. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8 that we are absent from the body and present with the Lord. So to be a Christian is a tremendous thing. Our eternal salvation is complete in Christ, our eternal security is complete in Christ, and our eternal state is complete in Christ, for which we should bring honor and glory and praise to our Savior every day. If you are a Christian, give thanks unto God today for your eternal salvation, your eternal security, and your eternal state, which is complete in Jesus Christ. And Father, we do want to give you the praise for the fact that we are complete in Christ. I pray that you will motivate us through your Holy Spirit to live for you, as indeed we are your children forever and ever because of our faith in your Son, the Lord Jesus, in whose name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.